Blog Talk Radio.
Show me your glory and show me your power. Let me in more of you is what I need.
Give
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah, Lord, we need your glory, your Shekinah glory. Oh, Lord, rain down on us, oh God, your glory. And we just want to say thank you for your glory. Thank you, oh God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do. Come on, church, let's give God some praise right now. Come on, if you open up your mouth and just thank him right now, right where you are, amen, knowing that God is able to divinely intervene and turn it all around for your good. Hallelujah, no matter what it feels like, looks like, or where you're at right now, God is able to snatch you out of that situation. Hallelujah. Set your feet on a solid ground. Amen. Hallelujah. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you are with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Oh, come and let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. Amen. The sea is his. Amen. For he made it and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come and let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our maker, for he is our God and we are the people of his pasture. Amen. And the sheep of his hand. Today, if you would just hear his voice and receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, church. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Come on, sing to the Lord. Bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Amen. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Give to the Lord, oh, families of the people. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The Lord, hallelujah, the world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. Amen. He shall judge the peoples righteously. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we come today, oh God, that we may receive, oh God. We come today, oh God, that we may be changed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we come, oh God, that we may commune with you, oh God. Hallelujah. We come, oh God, today out of the intimate relationship that we have for you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad. And amen. Lord, we thank you for new first and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Amen. Heavenly, we thank you for restoring our soul and those in our families. Lord, we can't thank you enough. Father God, we ask you to search our hearts, oh God, search our spirit. If you find any wicked way in us, oh God, let it be exposed and taken out the way right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, so that we can be used by you, Father God. Lord, we come humbling ourselves under your mighty hand, that we may be delivered and forgiven from all that's out of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, you are the potter. We are the clay, oh God. We mold it, oh God. Hallelujah. The way you would have for us to be. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We come against this attack of the enemy right now. With the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare the enemy to be destroyed. Amen. And we are victorious. So we decree and declare victory on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask that you purge the wicked out of the land, that we, your children, may live in peace. Amen. That we may be able to receive in peace. Oh, God, open up the chest of our spirit. That there be a great pouring in right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As we come today, oh, God, to receive from you. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker right now. We blind their eyes, we deafen their ears. Amen. That they will not be able to speak no evil against our life or those in our family. They will not be able to locate us in the spiritual or the natural. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. They will not be able to hear our prayers or conversations. Amen. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, God, because you have given us the power and authority that we can decree a thing, and it shall be established in this earth. And right now we drive out every evil spirit that tries to make its residence or habitat in our life or our environment. We drive it out right now by fire and by force in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind up that evil spirit and strip it from its powers. We render all its powers none and void in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we break every curse of bad luck, misfortune, lost opportunities. We decree the pain is broken and destroyed right now. Our lives and those in our family and all that we love concerned about.
And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree to pray that we'll set free by fire, by force, with the mighty power in the name of Jesus Christ. And right now, we damage it right now, destroy completely all synthetic and networks that are mobilizing against us and those in our families. We decree to pray that we'll set free in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask, oh God, please, my Lord, we ask you to rebuke every devourer that is trying to destroy our lives and those in our family. Lord, rebuke every devourer, every spirit of devourer trying to eat up the blessing, the finance, and the joy of our lives, oh God. Set us free completely by fire and by force right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, set us free from every blockage that is stopping us from receiving our blessing. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, set us free from every curse of lust, of adultery. Oh, Lord, we break every curse of addiction and depression right now that's been placed on our life and our children. And our grandchildren, children of God, our mothers and brothers and sisters, our moms, oh God, all that we love and concerned about us, let it be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break every generation of curse up in the bloodline right now that would cause depression, anxiety, adultery. We break every curse of compulsive behavior in the mighty name of Jesus Christ by fire and by force. And we just want to say thank you. We break every curse up by fire and by force on our health. Amen. We set our fellow, we're decreeing the path that we're set free and we go forward and multiply and enjoy life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we shall go forth with good health. We break every curse on our wealth to limit us, to stop our wealth from going past a certain point. We decree the curse from now on. Our wealth will grow. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our wealth will increase us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, from now on we will have divine wisdom over our finances. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we break every sin that has come upon us due to our forefathers. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree that God is set free now by the power of Jesus Christ, and we break every generation of curse by the blood of Jesus Christ of heaven. We break every curse on our marriages, on our finances, on our business, on our career, on our ministry, on our children, on our home. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, we are set free to move forward and prosper in goodness of all these areas of our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, we decree that God, that His deliverance is permanent. In the power and the name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ's mighty name, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you remove every spiritual numbness, oh God, every spiritual sleep, oh God. Any place that we've been, oh God, that they put in some type of spiritual sleep, oh God, that we will not be able to, hallelujah, hear from you, oh God. Oh Lord, let us be awakened right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, let your peace reign in our lives, oh God. Help us to always pursue peace, oh Lord. He come up all shit here. Lord, as you said, Lord Jesus, you said, follow me, oh God. If we'll follow you, we will not depend, oh God. Understand that more for us to do, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, as we follow you, oh God, follow the way that you live, your characters, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. And therefore, we ask that the fruit of your spirit take root in each of us, hallelujah, manifest in our actions, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Oh Lord, help us today. We come praying, oh God, to receive your help in every situation in our life, oh God, that you would divinely intervene and turn it all around for our good, oh God. Lord, we pray for those who are lost in the level, oh God, that you would restore the hope, oh God, the joy, the peace, oh God, that you would comfort them in this time, oh God, of sorrow, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, see them with so much joy, unspeakable with joy, oh God. And Lord, we pray right now, God, those who are lost in this world, oh God, that you would cross the right labels across the right system, oh God, that they may receive your word, especially whether they will believe and receive and be saved, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can be prepared according to your word. And what is John 49? You said if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you now and we receive our forgiveness and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, we go and blemish free. Holy grace from the top of our head to the toes of our feet. That's the trick of your cross of heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, let us face to see that you are good. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare you to be the head of our life and the lifter of our head. Oh, Lord, we run to you, Father God. Oh, Lord, help us, oh God. Hey, come on, more shit here. Lord, help us, oh God. Those of us that are dealing with unforgiveness, oh God, to release forgiveness, understanding if we don't forgive, oh God, that you will not forgive us, oh God. So we ask that you help us, oh God, whatever it is, oh God, that's holding us back to, hallelujah, to render forgiveness, oh God, to render the grace that you have given us, oh God. Hallelujah. Help us all today, Father God. Remove every blockage right now from the path. We come over shit here. Let come out that more shit down. Hallelujah, hallelujah for your name, God. And I come against right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ in his name. Every hindering spirit on the line, every lying, manipulating spirit, controlling spirit. Hallelujah, spirit of adultery. Come against every spirit of Jezebel. Every marine spirit, python spirit, constricting spirit. We come against every spirit of destruction, frustration, procrastination, limitation, stagnation. We come against the spirit of confusion. We come against every unteachable spirit. Amen. We come against the spirit of anger, rage, and wrath, hallelujah, bitterness and resentment. We come against the spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation. We come against the spirit of lust, perversion. We come against the spirit of lack and poverty and death. We come against every spirit of oppression, depression, fear, worry, anxiety. Hallelujah. Every spirit of jealousy. We command you to cease your works and die at the root and cut out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Any spirit that's operating that you're on this line today, outside the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And heaven and glory, we ask you, Lord. All these, hallelujah, places have been vacated by the enemy, O Lord. We ask, oh God, that you fill these places and these areas of our lives with our Holy Spirit to overflowing. That when the enemy tried to come back, hallelujah, they would not find it empty, oh God, but filled with their spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you for it, oh God. Oh Lord, let deliverance come and take place on this final day. We come to be delivered and set free, Lord. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we don't come to worship just to be doing something, but we come to you on the intimate love relationship with, that we have with you, Father God. Amen. And according to what David said in Psalm 42, 1 through 2, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so our soul pants for thee, O God. Our soul thirsts for you, for the living God. Our soul yearns, overwhelming desire, daily replies to the voice of the Lord, our God. Our heart and our flesh cry out for the living God. Lord, let this be our heart's cry. Let the fire burn, heavenly increase in each of us, O God. Uphold us with thy free spirit, and let God be magnified. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, let no more break the point. And backbiting of evil be found in us, oh God, that I might be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Oh Lord, circumcise our heart, fill us with your spirit, your tender mercy, and loving kindness, that we sing your praise to you all the days of our life, oh God. Great in us a heart of worship, but we rejoice only in you. You are our joy, the lifter of our heads. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us and fill us with your worship and truth, oh God. Let our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day and make our life a living sacrifice. A sweet Savior, aroma that you may be glorified, honored, and by our life be of praise and the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your word that will go forth in the service of today, oh God. That you will touch the heart, oh God, of your minister, oh God. That he will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh Lord, increase the anointing and all his life, oh God. Oh Lord, anoint his head like you did the servant David, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, as he decreased, that you may have all the increase in him, oh God. Oh Lord, that you would just have your way, oh God. That your word of God will go forth, oh God. Let me hit it, oh God. Untainted, oh God. That all will receive on today in a special way, oh God. That our lives will be changed, oh God. That our eyes will be opened, oh God. Hallelujah. Our ears will be opened and let's stop in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your holy name, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we come asking for more of you. And that's about it. Heavenly Father, in Jesus Christ's mighty name, wherever we are mentally, physically, let your power begin to touch us right now. Begin to be miraculous, do great and mighty things, Father God. Wherever a miracle is needed, do it for the glory of Jesus, Lord. You unquestionable miracles and build up our faith so that we will be able to trust you for the unquestionable miracles that happen in our lives and the lives of those that we love and concerned about, oh God. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Father, we thank you for your grace, your sufficient grace and mercy. We thank you for your love. That. Hallelujah. We thank you that right now, amen. Through your grace and your great things are going to happen and begin to happen in our life. Great and mighty things are going to begin to happen in our lives and those that we love and concerned about. And we will go to greater glory and a greater altitude in you. Do what only you can do, Lord God. Intervene right now, divinely, whatever a miracle is needed, let it take place. Whatever a healing is needed, let it take place. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whatever deliverance is needed, let it take place. Let it begin to happen for the glory of Jesus. Amen. So that the whole world may see to know that Jesus is Lord, that hallelujah, that they may see and know that he is the way, the truth, and the life. And open up the way, Lord, and begin to open up the way where it seems to be no way for your children, where we turn ourselves in the way of God, and the way is closed, where it's a dead end, where it seems like the end, oh God. Begin to open up the way, begin to make a way where it seems to be no way. Do the impossible, God. Do miracles, signs, and wonders. Father, we pray. Do creative miracles, great and mighty things, Lord. I pray, let us see things, and let signs, wonders, and miracles begin to take place in our lives. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let great and mighty things begin to happen, Father. I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and I thank you for it, Lord. It's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray on today, that we believe and receive. I apply the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, and I decree in the path this miracle will take place. It's permanent. Nobody shall steal our blessing. Nobody shall steal our miracles. Nobody shall steal our destiny. Nobody shall steal the glory that God has placed in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Father, as we receive on today. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare that all is well with us. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, as we enter in on this service on today, we pray for your help, oh God. Help us to see you in your word. Help us to receive you in your word, oh God, that we may be changed. As we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God, that we are the righteousness of God. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 That we're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, that we're the head and not the tail, on top and not the knee, and we don't owe anyone anything but to love them, and that we have been redeemed, forgiven, and we are a recipient of his lavish grace. Amen. That we've been raised up and seated with Christ Jesus in heavenly. Amen. We have Christ himself in us. Amen. We have been firmly rooted in Christ, and we are now built up in him. Amen. We have been buried, raised, and made alive with Christ Jesus. We've been raised up with Christ, and our life is now hidden with Christ in God. Amen. For Christ is now our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we have received the Spirit of God into our life that we may know the things given to us by our Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Lord God, that we've been given spirit of power, love, and self-discipline of God. Hallelujah. And that we've been saved and called, set apart according to God's doing. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, that you've given us, amen, this opportunity once again to be here, to be in position, oh Lord. So we thank you for the divine position, and we thank you for divine order and your guidance of the Holy Spirit. We decree and declare all is well with us. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things that fail in the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on, church. Come on, let's, oh, hallelujah, just open up your mouth. Just thank God right where you are, amen. Knowing that God has kept you and your family, amen. Knowing that God has made a way, and there's nothing that you did, amen, that has kept you thus far, but nothing but God, amen. It's nothing that we planted on yesterday, nothing that we paid on yesterday, hallelujah, that made it possible for us to be here on today, to see a new day, amen, that God has given us, that God has made for us to be here and enjoy the beauty, hallelujah, of this land that God has blessed us with. And we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. We welcome you all today at Sunday service at our 2 o'clock hour. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. I'm so excited. Amen. If you have not tasted and see that the Lord is good, I want you to know he is good. He is better than good. Amen. There's no word to describe how good God is. Amen. Oh, because he's oh so good. Hallelujah. I just thank God on today. I thank God for my family.
And loved ones, I thank God for you all that's here at the 2 o'clock service today. God bless you. God keep you. We welcome you all here with the love of Christ Jesus. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. We're senior pastors, Pastor George St. Manny and Apostle Tawanika Manny. Our minister on the roster is Minister Lauren Green out of Illinois. So welcome, welcome, welcome. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we'd like to welcome you personally and pray for you and pray with you. If you press 1, if you're online streaming, give us a call here at 845-277-9213 if it's your first time here with us in Sunday service. Again, we welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome everyone here in Houston, Texas and surrounding areas. Amen. We welcome you those in Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, Alabama, Atlanta, Florida. Amen. New York, New York, New Jersey. Hallelujah. North Carolina, South Carolina. We bless you in the name of the Lord, and we welcome you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Hallelujah. We're so excited to have you here with us in Sunday service. Those out there in Colorado and Florida, we welcome you. Amen. God bless you. Y'all could have been anywhere else today, but we thank God that you have decided to be here with us. So we welcome you, and we want you to know that you're loved so very much. Amen. We have been called to loving one another. Amen. So if you're not loving and you're not in Christ, amen, you're not of God, because we have been called, we have been commanded to love one another, because our Father in heaven is love. Amen. Love is a person. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So welcome, 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 and welcome again. We bless you with the name of the Lord. We will have a song selection here. We'll be back for our scripture for today. Amen. Hallelujah. So if you just stay right there with us, we'll be right back with our scripture, and then we'll have song, and then you'll be ready for the word that we preach by our pastor, Dorsey Manny. So stay right with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 glory to God, amen, amen, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, amen. At this time, we're going to have our scripture reading. It's going to come out of the book of Jeremiah. I'll be coming out the New King James Version. Amen. The book of Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. That's Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. The Bible says, "Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths where the good way is, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your souls." But they said, "We will not walk in it." When we look at this scripture, church, amen, we thank God for the word on today. The old paths and the good way for living is ancient and has been marked out by God. But the people refuse to take God's path, going their own way instead. See, we face the same decisions today, going God's old but true way or following a new path of our own choosing. Don't be misled, church. The only way to find peace and rest for your souls is to walk on God's path. Amen. Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we be the doers of the word of God. At this time, we're going to have our song selection, and we'll be back with the preach word from Pastor Dorsey Manning.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. And I know he loves
We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause He's love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts. Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know He's mine. Deep down in my
soon. Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. We have come to the message part of Sunday service, and we thank God for this opportunity that we can receive on today. Prepare your hearts, prepare your mind, grab your Bibles. As I present to you our senior pastor, Pastor Dorsey Manning, a man after God's own heart, a man that operates with love and the love of Christ for all, a man that is willing, amen, to help others, amen, at any given time, a man that's a father, a good father to his children, amen, a blessing to the life of those that he come in contact with, a good husband to me as his wife, amen, just a true blessing to the body of Christ and the whole. I present to you God's anointing appointed for such a time as this, our senior pastor, Pastor Dorsey Manning. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen, amen. I thank you so very much for the warm introduction. I thank God for this opportunity to be right here in his presence. You know, I just want to just thank God for each and every one of you. For this mm-hmm. season that we're in right now, you know, this is the season entered into to where we celebrate Thanksgiving. What a better season to be in a season of Thanksgiving, not just on mm-hmm. one day, but every single day. So I'm just so grateful, you know, to be right here in this place with each and every one of you. And thank y'all for being here, helping me to lift up the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray.
Yes, Lord.
Let us pray before we enter into anything. Before we enter into anything, you know, let us pray. You know, this is the best place to start out your life, the best place to start out your conversation, the best place to start out is in that place of acknowledging the presence of God. Amen. So let
Amen.
Us pray. Father God, we just want to thank you so much for speaking to us. We just want to thank you so much, Father God, for being with us, for leading us and for guiding us,
yes,
for telling us
yes.
the truth, for loving us. We want to thank you, Father God, for every single thing that you have provided for us through Christ Jesus.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over every single mind. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over every single heart, every single
yes,
person
Lord.
That came to Sunday service this afternoon, even in this morning, every single one that
yes,
had the
Lord.
Desire to come but could not come. We plead your blood over them right now. We are your body, Christ Jesus. We are
yes,
your body.
Lord.
We thank you for being the head, hallelujah, the lifter
Amen.
of our heads, Father God. We just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We pray that every single word that goes forth today, that it be your word, that it be understood into that place of knowledge and revelation of who you are.
Yes, Lord.
We pray, Father God, that every single word that we hear today, every single word that is spoken today is your word and not of our own, for us not to add to it. Neither for us to
yes,
delete
Lord.
Anything or take anything away from it, but let your will be done, hallelujah, in us
yes,
right
Lord.
Now.
Yes,
unclean
Lord.
Thoughts, unclean spirits, we rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. We say that you are not welcome here, and you go
yes,
right
Lord.
Now in Jesus' name. And
yes,
it's in your
Jesus,
name, Lord Jesus, that we pray. And the whole church do say amen, amen again.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm excited about the word that's going forth today. If you have your Bibles, I would like for you to share with me. Go here with me to the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs and we'll begin here. Beginning of Proverbs. We're going to start here at Proverbs chapter 3 and verses 5. Proverbs chapter 3 and verses 5, and I'll be reading from the King James Version. And later on, you know, throughout this message that's going to go forth, we'll end up over here in the book of Job, and I'll be reading from the New King James Version. So this version of the Amen. Proverbs comes from the King James Version. And when we make it to the book of Job, I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Hallelujah. Give you a little second Amen. To get there. So excited. You know, when we're young and, you know, you're vibrant, you know, you like to do a lot of running and jumping and play, just having yourself a good time. You know, I feel like that, you know, when we're in the body of Christ, when we're learning and we're getting things, we know we get so excited. So we definitely, there's nothing wrong with getting excited, but, you know, we have to bring ourselves to a place of getting it and getting ourselves to a place when we are delivering to make sure that every single one to be able can follow along. So I'll make sure that I not get so far ahead of myself. Neither am I going to try to get far ahead of you. Proverbs chapter 3, verses, verses 5, it reads here, "Trust in the Lord with all of thine heart, and lean not to thy own understanding." Amen. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. I titled this message today, Mind Management. Mind Management.
My Lord.
Mind Management. Amen. You know, Word of God, you know, it came to me. You know, I asked the Lord, you know, for many things. But the main thing, you know, that I asked God for is, you know, to lead me in a direction to be able to deliver what you would have for me to deliver. You know, sometimes, you know, as being ministers, you know, we will want to preach what we want to preach, or we want to say what we want to say because we have a platform, you know, that we can get up here and people will listen to us. And, you know, and you know, we like to take credit, you know, for the things that, you know, that we know, and we don't acknowledge, you know, God and acknowledge his presence. So I always, you know, try to stay in that place where I can just ask God, you know, to be my guide, to lead me. So I like Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 5. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not mm-hmm. to your own understanding." This is very important to us, church, when it comes down to mind management, you know, to stay in that place of learning, stay in that place of hearing from God. Because, you know, this place here, when you hear from God, this is the place to where you will be, you know, in all of the abundant favor and grace and mercy and truth and love. It's right here in that place. But we need to learn how to manage our minds or manage our thoughts.
Amen.
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 Amen. One question that I have here is, why is it important to do exactly what God said? That's a real question that came to me. Why is it important to do exactly what God said? Well, it's so important for you to do exactly what God said because we understand that doing exactly what God says, this is going to lead you in that place of where he knows that you need to be.
Amen.
And another question that I have is, what if we are doing most of what he says, but not all of what he said? What if we do most of what he said? What would happen if we just do most of what God says, but we don't do it all, we just do most of what he said? Well, here it is. we have two questions here. Why is it important that we do exactly what God says, and what if we just do most of what he says and not all of it? Well, the first question, let's deal with the first question here, and then we'll get back here to Proverbs just a second here. The first question is, it is important for us to do exactly what God says because there is an inheritance that is promised to you, and it is laid out for you to for you to get instruction, for you to get all the details, you know, of the instruction. You know, it's important for you to do exactly what God says because this is the place to where he have set it up for you to be safe. You know, there's safety, there's comfort,
Amen.
There's protection, there's long life. This is promised to you. The riches, he promised you riches, peace, full of peace, peacefulness, pleasures of life, health, healthiness, joy, sure success. All of this while being in right standings with him.
Amen.
Amen. This is so important to us as being the body of Christ or being believers for us to follow him like he intends for us to follow him. This is called the will of God for your life. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So now when we read trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding, that's just not a cliche there. You know, that's for instruction. It's for all that we said. Somebody say roadmap.
Roadmap.
Now, we understand that a roadmap, somebody have already traveled these directions. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Someone have already went before you. They have already seen the things that you are going to see. They even have went left and right, and they know what goes to the right. They know what goes to the left. They know what goes down. They know what goes up. They know the cradles and the pit stops. They know the places, you know, that it's all on the road map, and they have the highways and the numbers. It's strategic and it's detailed down to the exact mile, down to the exact landmarks. That's the roadmap. That's what God has for us, a roadmap for this life that we live in now. That's why it's so important for us to do exactly how he tells us. You ever got on a path, and I'm talking about a path, like you ever got on the road and you just looked at part of the map and you made it to a certain point on that map, and then you start to feel like you know where you were going, and then you were following the map. You was following, you know, by exactly like the map was telling you to do, and then you start seeing some things that were familiar. Let's make sure that we stay, that we pay attention. We start to seeing things, or we start to hearing things or sensing things that were familiar, and here it is. We stop following the roadmap, and we start trusting in our own thoughts and start trusting in our own self, in our own way. Oh, I know the way now. I don't have to follow the map anymore. And then you run into an obstacle that you did not know, or you may have not realized that was there because you put the map down.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. You find yourself in a place where you were in a situation that you did not anticipate being in this situation, but you are in this situation because you made the decision to follow to a certain point, and then you got off of the map. You got off of the map and just started going the way that you thought that was the way because that's what you wanted to do. Well, that's just how we do when it comes down to mind management, when it comes down to the things that we pay attention to in our lives, the direction that we go in our lives. You know, first, you know, we was following of the instruction and the leadership of God all the way to the letter, and then we got to a place in our life to where we had spiritual maturity, and then in this place of spiritual maturity, we just seen that, oh, you know what, I got enough. This is enough for me to be able to live off. I'm able to do things here in life that I was never able to do before because we was following the word of God, you know, to the letter. We was living in a living a life of total dependency on him. We was feeding on him. We was eating the bread of life. We was drinking of the cup of the Lord. We was in this place, and we got to a place where we had grown, and then we just start going in the direction that we wanted to go.
Jesus.
That's how our mind works. And we find ourselves in situations where we get off of the path of righteousness and we get down, go down another path, and there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Destruction is waiting for us. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Trust in
the Lord
with all of your heart, with all of your heart, and lean not to your own understanding.
My Lord.
Let's
my
read
Lord.
Proverbs chapter 3 and verses 6. It reads here, and in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. 7 reads, but it says, be not wise in your own eyes. It says, fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy first substance and with the first fruit of all thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty and thy purses burst with new wine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the answer to both these questions, why is it important to follow exactly how God says for you? And what if you do, you follow mostly, and then you start, you know, going in another direction because you get into familiar territory. Well, this is that place right here. If God intended for you to follow him, he did not intend for you to follow him just to a certain point. He intended for you to follow him because he had already been where you're trying to go. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
He had already been through whatever it is that you're going through right now, whatever it is that's already up the road for you. He had already been there. And because that he loved you so much, church, he had already had taken care of everything. He had already laid the roadmap down for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
Let's deal with question number 2. Let's deal with that a little bit more. If we are to do most of what he says, what would happen we do most? Well, take anything that you are facing right now. Take any situation that you're dealing with right now or any situation that you have dealt with, or you may be still in it, and ask yourself this question. Am I following the roadmap that God has laid out for me? Is it possible that somewhere in the middle of my life I started to go the wrong way? I started to think the wrong thoughts. I started to say the wrong words. I started to listen to the counsel of the ungodly. Instead of listening to the gospel, I begin to fashion myself or incline my ears to listen to the gossip, the juicy things that are going on in the world, the interesting things that the news stations and the neighbors and the people that just sounding all alike. Is it possible that I got off the path I laid out for me? Is it possible that I put the map down, the roadmap down?
Jesus.
Which is the reason why wickedness was able to show up in my house. Wickedness was able to show up in my marriage. Wickedness
Jesus.
And sickness and disease was able to show up in my body.
My Lord.
Mind was in a place of peace, and then my mind had went to a place of fear and went to a place of discouragement and went to a place of oppression and depression. Is it because I got off the path? Is it because I did most of what God says, or is it because God turned his back on me? Let's be true,
mm-hmm.
church.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God says, it teaches us, I will never leave you nor forsake you, no matter what, even to the end. Hallelujah. To the end.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now,
amen.
God is not a man that he shall lie. See, God is a spirit, but he's just not any spirit. See, God is the spirit of truth. He's the spirit of love. Hallelujah. God is love.
Yes,
the spirit of wisdom, of wholeness and soundness and peace and joy, comfort and protection. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sure success is yours. Now, this is God, not a man that he shall lie. So whatever that he commands you or whatever it is that he promised you, you better know that he's going to do it. It's already done in your life when you believe. But let's be honest about it, church. These things that we blame God for, see, it's not at the hand of God. It's not by what God has done. It's because we have made a decision to listen to the ungodly. We have made a decision to enter into wickedness. We have made the decision, church, to not tell the truth, but tell the lie. See, we know the story of Jesus Christ and how he lived in this land, the same land that we lived in, how he endured every single thing that the world that we face today, died for every single one of our sins, became the sinner, hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Nailed down on the cross, was crucified for every single man and woman, Jew and Gentile, went to hell for every single one of us. Hallelujah. He was there. And when he went to hell, see, we know the story. That it says that the devil thought that he had him. He thought that he had him there. But here it is. See, Jesus had to remind the devil that, yeah, I know that I look like sin. I know, but I have not committed any sin. And because I have given my life up for the sins of man and the sins of woman, let them go. Hallelujah.
My Lord.
And we know that he got up 3 days. As he stayed there 3 days, in 3 nights that the Holy Spirit, that he resurrected him and raised him from the dead, he dwelt amongst his own for about 40 days, and he ascended into heaven and seated right now in honor on the right hand of God the Father Almighty right now, interceding for you and I right now, even as we speak. We know the story. So how is it? Because we know the story, and we believe in the finished works of Jesus Christ, how can we blame a Savior like this that'll give his life that we may have life, to blame it on him when the things of wickedness and destruction that they show up in our lives?
My Lord,
somebody
my Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, we need to learn how to manage our minds. We need to learn how to manage our thoughts. The roadmap has been laid out for us already. Now, Proverbs, this is a book that is a tribute. It's attributed to Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. Solomon was known to be, he was known for many things, but one of the things that he was known for is Solomon was known for wisdom and wealth in his writings and the building of the first temple of Jerusalem and on and on and on. We know Solomon to be the wise king, wisest king that we ever had known here. We know him here. And he wrote the book of Proverbs here, and it says that he was writing this this writer here, who was he writing to? It was to his young son. Now, it was said that Solomon was to write this book somewhere between the age of 27 years old, or between age 27 or 40, somewhere between these times here. I'm not very on certain numbers, you know, but here it is. A young king, 27 years of age, is writing this letter. So when I begin to read the book of Proverbs, my mind began to go place where it began to receive some things that I didn't even know that I needed to receive. Now, I'm talking about the first time that I read it, all the way to the second time, third time, and however many times I read it. I'm always able to get something from the book of Proverbs, known to some as the book of wisdom.
Yes.
Now, here it is. When it comes down to mind management, see, we have to ask ourselves, okay, well, why was the book of Proverbs, why is this letter, this writing that he had, why is it so important if he was writing it to his young son? And we know that it's supposed to say he was writing it to his young son, maybe somewhere around about the age of 13 at the time, you know. Well, the book of Proverbs is intended for his young son, or is intended for us to manage our lives in the dependency of God, in the dependency, dependent, not independent, but dependency of wisdom that flows from above. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Solomon wanted his son to understand the difference in the counsels, or the thoughts or the words that comes from the wise, or that come from the wicked. We too, church, need to understand how vital and how important it is for us to manage our thoughts as being young men and women in the body of Christ. Compared to God, you are just a little baby. You are just a little child.
Jesus.
You don't know hardly anything compared to God, our Father. You don't know anything compared to the Holy Ghost. You don't know anything compared to Jesus Christ. But that does not disqualify you. That does not disqualify you. Solomon, over here in Proverbs chapter 1 and verses 2, let's read this from the King James Version. It reads here, Proverbs chapter 1 and verses 2, it reads here, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, 3, to receive the instructions of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple. See, that's the young, to the simple. That's the young or the youth. To the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning. And a man of understanding shall attain shall attend unto wise counsel. 6, to understand a proverb and the interpretation, the word of the wise, and the darkness of their saying. See, look, this, what Solomon is saying here to his son here, what he's saying is, my son, he says, hear the instructions of your father and forsake not the law of your mother, for they shall be ornaments of grace unto your head and chains about your neck.
Yes.
10 says, my son, sinners entice thee, consent them not. If they say, come with us and let us lay and wait for blood and let us lurk perversely. Let us lurk there for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoils. This is what he's saying here to his son. He says, cast into thy, and then he says, if they was to say, cast in thy lots among us and let us all have one purse. He said, my son, walk not thou in the way of them. Refrain thy foot from thy path. For thy feet run in evil and make haste to shed blood. He's telling them, be wise. If they are to tell you this, young son, don't listen to them. Don't go that way. Listen to your father. Listen to your mother. Listen to your father and your mother is going to lead you into a place to where you're going to be wise, and making wise decisions is going to lead you in that place of just like God has for us in safety and comfort and protection and, of the peacefulness and the pleasure and healthy life and joy and sure success. Let's understand we too need to manage our thoughts and not listen to the wicked.
Yes, Lord.
Listen
yes, Lord.
To the ungodly.
Amen.
Amen. Manage.
Amen.
Manage your thoughts, mind management. That takes listening to the counsel or the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God, we're reading wisdom right now. We are right now in the presence of the Holy Ghost as we are reading and as we are studying this lesson, and wisdom is doing something in us right now. Now, we know wisdom has an enemy, and the enemy is wicked.
Jesus. Jesus.
You too need to understand that when you are born again, hallelujah, when you are washed, hallelujah, by water, and when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you need to understand this, church, that because you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you need to understand that the Holy Ghost is your counsel. You too have an enemy, and that's wickedness. If you don't understand that where mind management comes in, that you need to understand that the Holy Spirit had came to do a job, and the first job that the Holy Ghost came to do is to love you. How many battle in their life with understanding that understanding love, not just love that comes from of God, but even love that comes from people? How many battle in that place? Don't you know that what you're battling with right now is the work of the enemy? You're experiencing
Jesus.
Love that comes from God, but here it is, you're having issues or having problems or thoughts receiving the love that comes from God because it don't look like something that you're used to getting. My Lord, that's the first job of the Holy Ghost, is to love you. The Holy Spirit is to love you. And then even more than that is to counsel you and to let you know that he loves you, and to be comfortable, to recline and understand that I am with you. So you have an enemy. Mind management, I believe that have a mind because we have a heart. And I can show you this here in Scripture, that we either going to lend our ear and our heart to one or two spiritual forces. And I'll tell you what these spiritual forces are. These spiritual forces that we're going to give our ears to is going to be the lie, or it's going to be the truth. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the lie, or it's going to be the truth. And the way that we know is that our mouth would open up and it's going to identify with one of these two spiritual forces. So you need to understand that every single thing that you say, it came from somewhere. You can't say anything that just came from your own understanding or your own knowledge. Even God knows that. Hallelujah. And he teaches us that, to trust in the Lord in all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. God knew that. That's the reason why he was there to teach you this in your youth, in your young, to not listen to the wicked. Because the wicked one, he's a liar. And he only come to lie to you, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But we thank God that he has come, that God has come, that Jesus Christ has come, who is the truth. He is the way, and
yes,
he is
Lord.
The life abundant for you. So these two spiritual forces, they're going to always be in constant battle for your thoughts. Constant battle for your thoughts. Constant battle for your thoughts, and your mouth will open up and identify with whatever it is that you are thinking about. Somebody say amen to that. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah, Lord.
Mind management. Now, I want to give you a witness here. I said we're going to go over here to the book of Job. I'll be reading this from the King James version, the New King James version of the Bible. I'll read here. I start right here, Job chapter 1. And it's pretty lengthy, so we'll just read part of here, chapter 1, and we know the story, so I'll be to help some, you know, that don't know the story about Job. See, the New King James Version reads here in Job chapter 1, it says, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, one that feared God and shunned evil. He said he had 7 sons and 3 daughters. 3 says, also he possessed 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camels, 500 yokes of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and they are very... and a very large household, so that this man was the greatest in all of the people of the East. 4 says here, and his son would go to feast in their own houses, each one of them appointed on their day, and they would send for their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. And 5 says, so it was when the day of the feast had run their course, that Job would send and sacrifice them and they would raise up early in the morning and offering a burnt offering according to the number of them. But Job said, it may be, this is what he says, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their heart. Thus Job did this regularly. Now what this is saying is that Job had at this time 7 sons and 3 daughters, and the sons and the daughters would come together, they would feast with one another, you know, so they would party, they would have a good time, you know. You know, and Job, he was afraid that they were sinning. He was afraid, you know, that they were sinning. It doesn't say exactly, you know, what, but we know that partying, you know, what it takes. It's probably a lot of drinking and other stuff, same kind of stuff when we party. It's not hard to figure that one out. Like when we get into parties and stuff, you know, you do things. So he would sacrifice. He was send the sacrifice and the burnt offerings according to his sons and his daughter. He would do this regularly. That's what it's saying, okay? Then 6, let's read what 6 says. It says, now there was a day when the sons of God came in the presence of themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also with them. 7 says, and the Lord said to Satan, from where do I come? Where you come from, Satan? So Satan answered to the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth and from walking back and forth on it. And the Lord said to Satan, have I considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in all the earth, a blameless and upright man whose fear God and shuns evil. And Satan answered the Lord and said, did Job not fear you for nothing? Have you not made a hedge of protection around him, around his household, around everything he has? Listen to what Satan says. You bless the work of his hand, and his possessions have increased in the land. But now, this is what Satan says, stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. This is what God said. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay your hand on his person. And we're going to stop right there for a second. I want to show you something right here. Now, for the sake of time here, let's understand that Job, he believed and he trusted in God and he feared God and he lives by the letter. We know that he lived by the letter. He even so much that he even, I guess if we were to put it in our time, you know, he would even make the sacrifices for his own children, who may, you know, be sinners or maybe not sinners or sinning or doing things. He even, you know, made those sacrifices, you know, for them because it was, you know, his desire, you know, that he continued to be not somebody that's boasting, like standing out, you know, but he wanted to be in right standings with God. But here it is, Satan, he's like today, he go to and fro to see who he can devour, and he does this by way of seeing who that he can destroy. He can't destroy the ones whose mind or whose heart is in the fear of the Lord, or in the place of the respect and the honor of God. Hallelujah. Yeah. He cannot. Even Satan says, I can't touch them. I can't touch him. I can't do anything with him, with nothing that he possesses. I can't do anything with him because, you know, you have a hedge of protection around him. Thank God. Hallelujah. We hear, if we were to read on this story, we know that, you know, the Satan that he, storm came and killed the children. Vandals or raiders, they came and they slaughtered all that he had, you know, down from the, where he said he had sheep, he had camels, and he had oxen, all that he had. And here it is that Job, he remained faithful. And when all this was told to him by those servants that escaped from this terror, it said how he, over here in 20, it says how he had rose up and he ripped his robe off. I mean, he ripped his robe, shaved his head, and he fell to the ground and he worshiped God, saying, naked I came from my mother's womb. Job said this, and naked I shall return. The Lord give and the Lord taketh away. But blessed be the name of the Lord. See, even right here in this place when we face things that happen, something was going on in his mind right now. Something was going on in Job's mind, but that destruction, those things that did not come from God, those destruction, that thing that came from the hand of Satan. See, that's what happens in our lives. When we face things that happen in our life, see, we so quick to jump ship because things are happening. It's in our lives, but not understanding that these things happen in our life is not because God don't love you. It's not because of that, because if we would read on and read the story, we would know that every single thing that was taken away from him, it was restored more than what it had. Hallelujah. See, when
yes,
God
Lord,
does something,
yes,
we need to understand it's for a perfect and design reason. It's for us to follow in his counsel and us not to listen to the counsel of the wicked. Even Job's own wife said, you ought to just curse God and die. Hallelujah. And he said that, you foolish woman, you're speaking foolishness. I'm not going to curse God. Hallelujah. What is this? Is coming my out Lord, of your mouth. Lord. See, we need to understand this too, that how important it is for we to keep our mouths of telling the truth. How important it is for us not to get into what's going on right now and to just start to speak the lie, start to tell the lie. Don't you know that when you start telling the lie, just like Job did in this place, don't you know when you start talking about what's going on right now and what has happened and you start blaming God, don't you know that you're giving power over to the enemy?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So that's why I say there's two different spirits that's here. There is the spirit of truth, and then there's the lying spirit.
Mm.
And we both have experienced the spirit of truth, and you also have experienced a lying spirit as well. But see, you're right here in the middle of making a decision of which direction that you're going to go in. God have already laid out the roadmap for you. He have already made a way, and he did it through Jesus Christ. Now I want to show you one more thing here, if I have a little bit more time. I want to show you something over here in the book of John. I want to show you this over here in the book of John. Now every single time that we hear the truth and we know the truth, we need to follow the truth. It's not just enough for us to hear it, but we also need to do it. Amen.
Yes,
John, hallelujah. That's Mark, Luke, and John. John chapter 13. John chapter 13. I want you to understand what's going on. See, Jesus right here in the place that he was with his disciples here, and he was to be betrayed by one of them, Judas. And here it is, you know, he was letting his disciples know that, you know, it's around about that time, that his hour, you know, had come. It's around about this time here. Listen to what he says here, and I want to show you the roadmap. I want to show you the roadmap that Jesus Christ lays out here. First, he tells us over here in John chapter 13 and 34, he says, a new commandment that I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. He says, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples, that you're my followers, if you have loved one another. See, he's laying out the roadmap.
Amen.
And over here in 14, of John chapter 14 and verses 1, he says, let not your heart be troubled. See, don't you know that you're going to face trouble? You need to know that your heart is going to face trouble. You have to understand this. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, also believe in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would not tell you. He said, I have to go to prepare that place for you. And I will come again to receive you. You know, to where I am, you shall also be. In 6 here, he says that Jesus, he says, you know, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father, you know, but by me. So he's laying out the roadmap. He's laying it out for us. He laid it out for his disciples. The roadmap, he's laying it out. And here it is, 13, he gives us instructions on what to do. He says, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, that I will do. Laying out the roadmap.
Yes, Lord, amen.
And I will pray the Father that he shall give you another comforter, that you may abide, that he may abide with you forever. And listen to what 26 says, 25 then 26. It says, these things I have spoken unto you, being yet present with you, 26, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. Peace that I give unto you, not as the world gives, but I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. See, he laid out the roadmap for us. Our mind needs to be concerning on what God says. Wisdom speaks to us and reminds us what God says. See, the wicked things and the wickedness that's going on all around us wants to try to gain access to our minds to get us to not think about or not to trust in the Lord, not to remember that he is the way and he is truth, for us to follow after wickedness so that we can stumble, so that we can be defeated, so we can be slaughtered. Manage your thoughts. The only way that you manage your thoughts, well, let's not say the only way. The way that you manage your thoughts is by the word of God. The word of God. This is the way that you manage your thoughts. If you find yourself in quarrels, if you find yourself in battles, church, if you find yourself in a place where you fear and you don't feel protected, if you find yourself at the brink of death, if you find yourself in a place of poverty, if you find yourself in that place of worry and stress, if you find yourself in a place where you're sick inside, sick on the inside and sickness all around, you find yourself there where there's no joy that's in your life, when you find yourself where you feel like every single thing that's going around that is winning and you're losing, if you find yourself in that place where you're believing right now that
you and God
are in awe with one another, let this be today that you understand that this is not the work of God. See, Job had to understand that that was not the work of God, that that was the work of Satan. You, too, have to understand that that's not the work of God. That's the work of Satan. See, God have already did every single thing for you. You have to trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding, and in all of your ways acknowledge him, for he will direct your path. He have left you a comforter to bring these things back to your remembrance, that you got the Holy Ghost, that you have God that's in you, God in
yes,
you,
sir.
Church, to manage these thoughts. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Sir. Yes, sir. Yes, Lord.
Read the word of God. Ask him for understanding. Ask him for revelation. And trust that every single thing that he speaks to you, after you ask, according to the word of God, that you will receive it. Ain't that what Jesus said? Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You read the word of God. Let's say it again. You ask God to give you revelation of what you read, and trust that what you ask in the name of Jesus, it shall be given unto you. Hallelujah. That's the road,
yes,
my church. Any direction that you're going in right now, thank you. And it does not line up with the will of God or the word of God. Get off of that path and go in the direction that he have laid out for you. Manage your thoughts. Listen to the wisdom of God, but you have to read the word of God to be able to listen to the wisdom of God. If you're not reading the word of God, how can you truly say that you understand the wisdom of God? Not saying that you can't understand something, but if God never intended for you just to know something, he intended for you to know all things, hallelujah, pertaining to life and godliness. Amen. I challenge each and every one of you today to be good stewards and managers of your mind. I challenge each and every one of you today to pick up your Bible, put down all those thoughts, put down all those other distractions, put that cell phone down, turn that TV off, hallelujah, and get into the counsel and the wisdom of God right now. That's my prayer. Do that.
earth set is waiting on you. You have to make the decision that you're not going to be. You're so busy. Do what you want to do. Say what you want to say. Leave church today and then go talk to the doctor. Keep the friends and family members and keep looking at this thing. You got to make some decisions. You say that you're following God and following. Don't just be a faith. Just like the concept of you do something that be a true follower. I plead the blood of Christ over you. I plead the blood of Christ over all that is concerning you. And I say that all is well with you. I say that all is well with me and my husband. All is well with you. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. The whole church do say amen. The doors of the church are open. There may be one today that heard this word today. Do you realize that if this was a battle line in you, mind matters, thought matters, emotions and feelings, do you realize that you're not even born again? But you know that you don't have the chance. You realize that I don't need any. But you realize today that God has given you the spoken word. And you desire to be saved. If that's you, you desire to be born again, do you press one? Do you press one? Father Thomas and I will pray. I'll help you pray the prayer of salvation. I'm telling you, not saved. Make this is someone that is saved. It is death. Pain, pain. It is death, life, pain. And you are born again. It's not enough for you to believe. I can't believe that for you. You have to believe. You have to believe. When you press one, your online call me. 845-277-9213. Then press one. And we're going to help you. We're going to help you to pray a prayer of salvation. We are all one body of Christ. We will be everywhere from Chicago all the way to New York, Houston, Louisiana, Alabama, Alexandria, Alabama. We are believers everywhere. And this is what we want. This is what God wants. This is what we want. We are all to be united. That's it. We need to pray. There's something else that you have to desire to bring. Just want to praise and prayer with the presence. Even if what you got for yourself or a loved one, a family member, with the presence. God knows all about it. It's not that God don't know about what's going on. It's about you making a decision to trust God to see what's going on in your life. It's your decision. Hallelujah. God knows about what's going on in the garden. Wants to know where they were. God wants to know where you are. Where are you? In that place of trust in Him. So will you keep on going from day to day, just trusting your own thoughts, your own mind, your own stuff? Today, will you trust God? And I'm particularly talking to somebody in Christ, because you've already been saved. And even though it's not this, will you trust God today? Will you bring it to God? If you are looking for a church home, Apostle Powell and I, we would love to disciple you. We would love to minister learning to you. Apostle Powell and I, we would just love to love you. We press one today. If you believe that this is the church that where you can grow, where you can mature from a young man, no matter if you're 45, 55, 85 years old, you can still basically when it comes down to God. Everybody can learn something. Everybody can get something. Will you come today? Will you be a part of the gospel of love to be your shepherd, your disciple, right with you? Amen. God's name be
amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for the word on today. Amen. We pray that every virtue right down the left of your body. Father God, we ask that you restore your son, oh God, to overflow and that he have even more to give, oh God, even after this, Lord. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you, oh God, for your word is true. As we receive it on today, I pray that all have a heart to receive an ear to hear on today, that you have received it for yourself, amen, and that you will go out and give it to others, amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. At this time, we're going to take our tithes and offerings. If you have Cash App or Zelle, our Cash App is Pastor Chantel, and our Zelle is 832-989-3649. Amen. Let us pray, amen, over our tithes and offerings. Father God, we thank you, oh God. Your word says you give seed to the soil, God. It's you that give the increase of one planted, one watered. But you, Heavenly Father, give the increase, oh God. So we thank you for the increase, oh God, of the blessings, oh God, to overflowing. Amen. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Dear Jesus, make us an emissary for your kingdom on our tithes and offerings, and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money. As it comes to us, it's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offerings and spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity, to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It's not frugality, your honor. It's this wisdom of a spirit-kissed, generous heart that we give, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for blessing us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus.
Amen.
I thank God for the word that went forth. Amen. This time we're going to have our announcements. Amen. Again, we just thank God. I can't thank God enough for this opportunity of such a great point in this 2 o'clock service. Our announcements today are as follows. Today is November Sunday, November the 27th. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries. We bless you. Our announcements today, I keep saying that because I feel stuck on the sermon. Amen. Oh, yeah. Our senior pastor at the Gospel Public Ministry here in Houston, Texas, and the senior pastor, Darcy Manning, and Apostle Tawanika Manning, our minister on the roster is Minister Lauren Green. Amen. Monday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer. At 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our Wednesday night Bible studies. Amen. So please join us if you can at those times. And then we have our Sunday services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. So if you can join us during those times, we welcome you. We'll be happy to have you. Amen. If you are celebrating a birthday this month of November, we want to wish you a happy birthday. And we pray that God will continue to bless you and favor you all the days of your life. We pray for long life, good health, and strength, and the peace of God reign over you and in you always. And it's in Jesus' name we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Anyone that's celebrating their wedding anniversary on today or this month of November, amen. We pray for you as well. Happy anniversary to you and yours. We pray that God will continue to bless your union, that God will continue to favor you, that God's favor will be upon your marriage. Amen. And God will bless you all to overflowing and increase you in love, peace, and patience in his protection. Amen. And we pray that you all live long life together. Amen. Not a day apart. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. We bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. We are so looking forward to going out in our street ministry. We had an opportunity last Sunday to go out and minister and be a blessing to all brothers and sisters in Christ. And God is definitely amazing. There were so many other people that were out there as well that we had the opportunity to meet and greet. So we just thank God for to see our other brothers and sisters in Christ working and doing what God has called us to do. So we're excited as we get ourselves ramped up and ready to go out in the new year in January with our street ministry going out, because we are called the Gospel Public Ministry, go ye therefore. So we look forward to the work, amen, that God has blessed us to do and the strength to go in his name, amen, knowing all that's already taken care of, every crooked path made straight for us, God being our guard and our river, God. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the blessing to be able to preach your word, teach your word, oh God, to give it freely as you're given to us. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're looking forward to that. So just be prepared. Amen. If you're not able, if you're not here in Houston, Texas, to go out with us, you still can be a blessing to our street ministry. You can sow an offering into the street ministry. We definitely appreciate that as we're going into the nursing homes and to byways and the highways where God sent us. So you can definitely still be a part of that. Amen. Amen. That does conclude our announcements for today. Again, today is November 27th. It is the last Sunday of the month of November. So So the next time we come on next Sunday, we'll be in first Sunday of December. So we just thank God for his way. Amen. And for all that God has done in this service on today. I pray that all was able to receive, and God bless you. God keep you. And that does conclude our announcements for today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. At this time, I'm going to release the pastor's blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. We here at the Gospel Public Ministry, Senior Pastor Dorsey Manny, myself, Tawanika Manny, and Minister Lauren Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Amen. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in work. And it's in Jesus' name we pray and that we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Manny.
Amen, amen. I pray that every single one was able to experience the presence of God today. Understand that
even right now,
if you don't know it, that you are in the presence of the Lord right now. Amen. And because you are in the presence of the Lord right now, every single thing that he is saying to you, not me, not apostle, but every single thing that he is saying to you is for your own good, is for your favor. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody in the whole church do say amen, amen again.
Amen.
God bless you.
Hallelujah.
May God keep you. Manage your mind. Mind management, let that be our practice, you know, today and every day. Manage our minds through the word of God. Apostle Tawanika and I, Mr. Lauren Green, we love you so much. Never, ever, ever can love you more as God loves you. Remember, Satan has already been defeated, and Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah.
One time,
that's all I really need, just street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get that on the grave.